Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
We should put together a predictability model on what we think Fauci's family will be worth within the next 5 to 10 years. I'm predicting at least 30 to 40 million, but those numbers might be way low. Yeah. They might be way low.
Good morning, everybody. Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Wilmus here on the Financial Guys Podcast Network. And thanks for joining us this morning. Now, I want to preface this podcast this morning. I know we're streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. We're having some internet issues. So far in the pre-production here, before we went on the air, I froze. Mike froze. Mike dropped off.
You just froze. So you just froze for me.
I did again? Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Bear with us. If it's freezing too much and it's driving you crazy, turn it off and it'll be released later. We won't have freezing issues when we actually release the podcast because it's a recording. It's a live version.
Unless she messes with us.
Unless she messes with us. If you are getting, though, issues, you know, if you see us freezing, if the sound quality is not good, if it just doesn't seem right, do us a favor. Leave us a comment in the section below on YouTube or on Facebook. Really helps us to improve the quality. We're using a program called Riverside, and although Riverside has, I think, this awesome audio, it's a great interface, it's a wonderful program, I don't think it's a program. I think the program just sucks a lot of resources via the internet, and I think, you know, because we're in our office studios, I think that ends up, you know, the Wi-Fi slows down enough to make something free.
801, so hopefully 801 it'll be all right. In the morning here. I mean, yes, there are Financial Guys people here, but not like a full staff. Usually people roll in 8:30-ish, so shouldn't be too bad. We'll see.
We'll see what happens. So anyway, a lot to talk about today. For those that don't know us, we've done a radio show for 20-some-odd years. We are the Financial Guys. You can go to our website to find out more about us, thefinancialguys.com. We are unapologetically conservative. If you are a thin-skinned liberal, I would say this is probably not the show for you. However, if you are somebody who maybe is in the middle, I think this show can provide you a lot of information that might actually red pill you and swing you to the side of the good versus what I consider to be really becoming evil now. Well, right? I mean, you look at what the Democrats are doing, and it's really the communist agenda. The stuff that they're doing, the stuff that Dr. Fauci's doing, the experiment on animals,
disgusting.
The things that they're doing to people when it comes to inflation and stuff like they're hurting people.
Used to be right and left. Now it's wrong and right. Really.
Right.
I mean,
seriously.
The left used to be all about higher wages for the working class people. That is gone. That is gone. They don't care about the working class care of people. They care about illegals. Yeah. Think about this. You know, the Buffalo Bills this week were busting people with your papers. You're unvaccinated and you're showing illegal papers, right? But they could give two shits about people sneaking into the country illegally. And does that hit anybody? Does that if you're a Democrat and you're driving around in your car, do you like go, wait a minute? They have special forces now, so nobody gets in without COVID and your unvaccinated papers, your vaccine papers into Highmark Stadium. Yeah. But if you want to sneak over the border and bring your whole entire family in with COVID, not a problem. Is that hitting anybody? Anybody think, man, maybe that's not right. Maybe we should just let people go to the Bills game and then work on the border. Yeah.
how about this one, Mike? They're talking about giving illegal aliens $450,000 for separated families. But at the same time, liberal Democrats, and I'm going to call for what it is. Don't say, well, it's that political. Yes, it is.
Yes.
In New York, places like New York, for those heroes that were on the front lines working with COVID people, were nurses, doctors, they have been fired, a lot of them. They have been fired for refusing to take the mandate. So they were heroes a year ago. So it's one thing to be fired from your job. It's one thing to lose your job. But these people got to make it really hurt, right?
Sure.
We got to rub salt in the wound. So what we're going to do is we're going to take away your unemployment. How do you like that? So we're going to take away your job. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose the means to support your family. Oh, now, by the way, we're going to take away that safety net of unemployment so that you have no choice but to get, you know, I mean,
and
seriously,
then the illegal families,
they're intentionally hurting
people. And the illegal families that came over illegally are going to get thousands and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sick, man.
Let me slap you one more time, and when you're down, I'm going to kick you in a special spot, so it hurts for a right long, in the long teeth. Time. Yeah. What a joke. It's disgusting. These people are sick. They're radical left-wingers. Listen to what China did this week. China locks more than 30,000 visitors inside Disneyland, forces COVID tests on every one of them. Some of them stuck there for days. Right. That's where it's heading, by the way. That's where it's heading. For right. all you conservatives that go, it's only a mask.
Oh, yeah.
No, just, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight.
It's only 2 weeks.
That's where it's heading. That's where it's heading. They're going to lock you into buildings and test you for a flu that you have a higher probability of being killed by a shark at this point than you do the flu.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's with China. Yeah, they locked everybody into the Walt Disney World or whatever's over there, and they forced them all to go through a COVID test. Now, guess what? I'm sure the ones that tested positive were probably disappeared. Like a lot of things happen. You look at what these countries are doing, these totalitarian, these communist countries, and you think that could never happen here. And then you look at New York, and it is.
Oh yeah, California.
Right? It is.
Yeah.
California, it is. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, what the stuff that they're doing. I just think, you know, when I talk about evil, when you talk about liberal Democrats being evil, and I'm not talking your normal run-of-the-mill Joe Lunchbox still voting Democrat because in the union. You guys just don't know any better. I get it, right? I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth.
Man, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm talking about – but when I talk liberal Democrats, I'm talking about the leadership, Pelosi, our governor here, in New York, Hochul, de Blasio, right?
India Walton. Yeah.
India Walton. These people that are in a position of power over other people. This is why, by the way, just not to shift gears to climate change, but this is they cannot stand when they can't control something. Liberalism is honest to God a mental disorder. These people have to be in control not only of their own life. In fact, in most cases, their own life is out of control. They're looking to impose control on their own life by controlling
that's
others
right.
or by electing a government that's going to make everybody do the same thing, right? I can't find a job, so I want the government to take away other people's jobs and provide everybody with a living employment or whatever it is.
I'm
right?
too lazy. It's not my fault I'm successful. It's everybody else's fault around me that I'm not successful.
That's right.
Yep.
But look at this climate change thing. This is it's crazy, right? I mean, again, and Boris Johnson, what a joke he is. What a despicable human being he is. Honest to God. Like, every time I see him, he looks like he woke up on a park bench. I mean, this is what Britain elects as a conservative side of the coin.
Right,
are you serious?
Right.
What a joke. I mean, what a joke. We are 1 minute till midnight. You know what? Did nobody tell these people, like, did nobody read them, the boy who cried wolf when they were little?
Yeah.
Did nobody read these folks, the Chicken Little story? I mean, there's a reason why you tell your children about Chicken Little. There's a reason why you explain to your children about, crying wolf, right? These are old, old wives' tales and adages that are explained down through generations because it's
and
true,
they work.
Right?
They work. Right.
Work. Yeah. If you cry, a sky is falling. Eventually, people don't listen to you anymore. And they've been crying climate change for 40 years. This is a hoax. It's a scam. Now, by the way, this will probably be removed from YouTube now that I've said that.
Oh, sure.
You can YouTube, the communist YouTube, communist Google, right, has basically now dictated what they will allow on YouTube and what they won't. You can't talk about the election fraud of last year. I might as well go all in on this now.
By the way,
you can't talk about the election
Wisconsin
fraud of last year.
Wisconsin is proposing to turn the votes. Wisconsin is proposing to turn the votes this week, which I would love to see. All it is one state to prove that we all know what happened, but that would prove
it.
Like, okay.
I'll tell you what. And this is what I've said to everybody that I've talked to. Like, oh, they've taken it to court. They tried all these cases.
The liberal judges? Disgraced. How about our mask
Nobody,
case?
Right.
How about our mask case? We had a liberal judge. She went in. She worked for Poloncarz, Mark Poloncarz. Could have cared less to actually be a real judge. This is real stuff. This isn't like a TV show judge. You're a real judge.
You're activist.
And she couldn't even read the context of this. Because had she done it, these kids wouldn't be wearing face diapers to school anymore. She didn't read a
it's
thing.
Crazy.
She said, oh, you know what? Mark Poloncarz? Oh, right. No, we'll just, thanks for wasting your time and money and pretending that the courts will actually going to care about you. Nah, they don't care. Liberal left-wing judges, they're rats, and they've infested the courts. Disgusting.
Well, the liberal has infested everything. Yeah. It's just whether it's the courts, whether it's the military, whether it's, you name
the schools,
it, the school system, right? I mean, liberalism has really destroyed everything.
The school boards,
Yeah, I was going to say something else, or now I forgot what it was. Damn it. What was I talking about?
Pardon.
Seriously.
I stopped you. Well, they've invested everything. School boards. That's why we've said for weeks, months, you got to win back these school boards. Got to win back these school boards. I mean, it starts with the school boards and works its way out. And the school boards are very winnable in most of these communities if people get involved, right? I hope and pray that we look at a midterm landslide and people wake up and go, wow, I didn't realize how radical these people really were, right? And it's, you know, it's been building for decades and decades. I said this when Obama ran, he lied to people. Not that Joe didn't, but he lied less. Obama was all about safe borders at the time. He was about tweaking things a little bit, right?
Right.
And then by the time, you know, Sleepy Joe gets in, he's just all about defunding the police and opening the borders, right? And they didn't lie as much.
They didn't lie as much. Well, the radical left has taken over the Democrat Party. I mean, the radical left, you look at the agenda they're trying to push through Congress. I mean, five years ago, during Obama, they would never consider paying illegal aliens $450,000. This is the radical left, the AOCs, the Rashida Tlaibs, you know, the communist Ilhan Omar, you know, the whatever you want to call her.
Well, Obama laid the groundwork, and I think they were very smart about how they did it, right? Hands up, don't shoot, right? If that was my kid, it would be me, right? Let's just keep throwing the fuel on the flame or on the fire to get this thing roasted really well, right? So he laid it really, really well for the Democrats to steal the election and for Biden to come in and really continue the radical left agenda for sure. And Joe, I just think he's just totally incompetent. He doesn't know what's going on now.
He has no
They're using
idea.
Him.
Going on.
He was a perfect guinea pig for it. The perfect puppet, and he's in there. He says, he's sleeping at the meeting yesterday. Really? Now, look it. I got to be honest, Joe.
You nailed it.
I wouldn't have showed up for it, so I probably would have taken a nap too. Yep. But the fact that you were there and this is your agenda, you think you might have wanted to take a little bit of medication just to stay up for the whole thing.
Well, Puppet is absolutely right. I was going to say, now I remember what I was going to say before I froze. Sorry about that. On the elections, right? So they always say, well, you couldn't. The judge didn't look at it, never went through the hell. Here's the only two questions I have for YouTube, everybody else listening. Two questions that nobody's been able to answer, okay? Number one, how did all six states coordinate at the same time to stop counting votes? Because never in my lifetime has a state stopped counting votes. In fact, when Trump was elected the first time around, they kept counting until 3 o'clock in the morning before
A week later, they were counting.
They kept counting and counting and counting, right? But they counted all night until 3 o'clock in the morning, like 2 or 3 in the morning when they finally declared Trump the winner, right? Now, who coordinated that? Because the states are supposed to each run individual elections. Mike, you are now gone, so sorry about that, folks. He'll be back in a second. Each state is supposed to run their individual elections. So if that's the case, who coordinated this? Who coordinated all six states that they needed to win? Who coordinated them all stopping the count at the same time? Some had different excuses. So the two questions I just had, I posed everybody out there. This is what drives me nuts about this. You know, everybody says, wow, there was no fraud. It was obvious. Again, answer these two questions. Who coordinated all six states stopping the vote? Stopping the count at 10 o'clock. And if everybody stopped counting and went home, what time did they come back? Because who counted the votes at 4:30 in the morning? You know, they can't answer either of those questions. They can't answer the question of, you know, who coordinated all six states going home, and secondarily, who counted at 4:30?
Why would they answer it?
Yeah, why would they?
You know, why would they answer it? That's the real question. Why would you answer it when you continuously steal elections?
Yeah.
They did it under Obama when we knew 125% of some of the inner cities of Philadelphia voted. Yep. Why would they fix
100%,
it, right?
Not a one vote. Nobody pulled the wrong. Not a single. I mean, think
some
about
of
it.
Them were 125%.
How insulting is that to the African American community, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's somebody in Philadelphia that, wait a minute now, I voted for Trump. Right. Wait a minute. I voted for whoever. Anyway, it's just look. Same thing with Al Franken. He stole that election. Right. Same thing with Alan West. Alan West, you know, it's the same story over and over. Right. Alan West won the West Palm Beach district of South Florida. Right. That whole district. But that district went up to Port St. Lucie, which is very liberal. So, of course, Where does he challenge it? Well, he challenges it where the liberal judges, right? Now, mind you, today is hugely important, Terry McAuliffe. Terry McAuliffe has already hired the law firm that is known for contesting elections, right?
Right.
So don't be surprised if the race today is close enough to give Terry McAuliffe an opportunity to find a Prius loaded with ballots, because that's what'll happen today, right?
Oh yeah.
You know, so we'll
see. Need a week or so. Prius are small, but he'll need to give him 2-3 days. They're already loaded up in a warehouse somewhere. It's just a matter of getting them to the right spot.
But
the
fact that they're dead even now on election day, yesterday McAuliffe was down 8 points. You don't close an 8-point gap.
right.
You know,
right.
It's not like he did something miraculous. Well,
it depends on who's doing the poll, Glenn.
Well, yeah, exactly, I guess.
That's who's got the Prius right now. Like, one, two.
How many we need?
Look at that. We're within 8. We're within 7. Yep. We're within 6. Yep. We're within 5. Wow.
You remember, remember Atlanta? Stacey Abrams, I can't find this interview. I'll have to go back and find it. Stacey Abrams on Fox News.
Yes.
Well before the election, said this, and I'm going to quote this because I'll never forget this. She said, "I've already collected 800,000 ballots."
Right.
In Georgia. And I thought to myself, I called it out at that time. I said, "Wait a minute, ballot harvesting is illegal in Georgia."
Yeah,
right?
Not if you're a Democrat. No, not if you're a Democrat.
They won by 11,000 votes.
You imagine if one of us said that? If one of us said that on this broadcast, on our weekly radio program, The FBI would have showed up for sure.
No.
No doubt about it. Not Stacey Abrams. Not a Democrat.
They won Georgia by 11,000 votes?
Yeah.
Right? 11,000? Yeah. So what are you talking about here? You had 800,000? Right. So what does that mean? Does that mean that Trump probably won by, 750 to a million votes in that state? Likely.
Probably.
Right? Likely.
Makes sense, right?
If Terry McAuliffe, if they steal this election today, we got problems next year.
Yep.
I mean,
it's over.
If they steal today's election in Virginia, after being down yesterday 8 points. Now, being down 8 points, Terry McAuliffe just added fuel to the fire. He came out and said, look, we got to have more black teachers. We have way too many whites in school, right? We have way too many white teachers, right? Now, mind you, the African-American percentage of teachers almost exactly mirrors the actual population demographics of Virginia, right? It's like 70-30 white to black. Teachers are 70-30 white to black. So it's not like, you know, there's a – I mean – again,
God forbid we just pick the right teachers, right?
Right.
Who cares what the color is? Who cares how tall they are or short they are or what nationality? How about the right ones? How about the ones that went and got an education, have the qualifications, care about the children, are willing to maybe stay once in a while, a half an hour after to help some of the kids?
Because
I got to be honest with you. I don't give a crap whether my daughter's teacher is black, red, yellow, blue, white, tall, short, purple. I don't care. Are you care about her? Are you going to get her in the right spots? Are you going to pay attention to her? Are you going to help her if she needs help? Right. That's all I care about as a parent.
Yeah.
And that's what 99% of parents care about.
Yep.
It's that 1% that continues to drive the agenda on the left.
Yeah.
And you know what? Unfortunately, there's not enough of us conservatives that are willing to drive the agenda on the right and actually put it forward.
Yeah.
I continue to give them credit. They don't stop.
Right.
They don't stop. They don't care what they're in charge of. They don't care what they destroy, but they're going to win.
Well, everything
that's
they destroyed.
They do.
Everything. I mean, I'm listening to Bongino a lot. Bongino's got the best show on radio right now, by the way. We're close number two, I would say. But I mean, seriously, he is what a great replacement for Rush Limbaugh. He's really doing Rush honors in that time slot. But, you know, he's been nailing it lately. He's like, the liberalism is like a burning fire. It burns everything to the ground. Now they want to apply liberalism and progressive policies to daycare. Right. Well, we got to do daycare. We got to help out daycare. Everything the Democrats and liberals touch gets destroyed. Right. Everything the government gets involved in goes way up in price and way down in quality. Right. Education, health care.
Was it Chevron that reported yesterday? Did you see their earnings?
Who was that?
$3.3 billion.
Yeah, record, I think. All-time record, I think, for Chevron.
Yeah, that's right. So that's Biden and his buddies were going to go after Exxon and Chevron. They were going to teach him a lesson, right? And we called it on this podcast. We have to find somebody who can continually mark this stuff.
Our
predictions always come true. But
we need a marketing
intern. Sure enough, we said, watch and see what'll happen. Price of fuel will go up because of limited supply. These people will make more money than ever before.
Yep.
And it's like, how do you not figure this out, right? And their stock price will go up. These people will get wealthier, which is great. That's how money works. That's how it's supposed to work, right? Yep. It's not supposed to work where you limit the supply of stuff to do it. But and we'll find out that Hunter Biden and Joey Biden have all kinds of oil stocks in their portfolio.
Oh,
watch
and
see.
Yeah.
They will Pelosi, mark my word, that they own all kinds of these kinds of stocks in their portfolio.
Of course. That's the amazing thing. They still do it. And that's really, really frustrating is that they get away with this stuff. How do you make $180,000 a year as a congressperson or $200,000 a year and walk away worth $20 million? I mean, seriously, we have a lot of clients that did done very, very well, made $250,000 a year, made $500,000 a year, made more than that. But they don't work for 8 years and walk away worth $25 million. Like, that's not how this works, right? But somehow it does work for these congressmen. You know, as you always say, like, business is good for them, right?
We should put together a predictability model on what we think Fauci's family will be worth within the next 5 to 10 years. I'm predicting at least 30 to 40 million, but those numbers might be way low.
Yeah.
They might be way low. I know he's got already book deals for $5-6 million.
I'm sure. This is the everything they touch. So now they want to get involved with daycare, right? Here's the thing, and I've said this a couple of times, you know, when it comes to, you know, money, right? I think Milton Friedman just nailed it. So there's only four ways that you can spend money, right? You can spend your money on yourself, right? When you spend your money on yourself, value is important, right? The price that you pay is important, but quality is also very important. So you're going to try to get the lowest price with the highest quality, right? You can spend your money on somebody else, right? Quality might be less important, but price becomes very important still, right? So you may be less concerned about the quality of the shirt you're buying, you know, as a gift for somebody, but the price is going to be, you know, very, very important. You can spend other people's money on yourself, right? That, you know, taking the boss's credit card out to dinner, right? Quality is going to be very important. You want to go to the best restaurant you can, but price is less important because it's not your money. And then the final way you can do is you can spend other people's money on other people. And in that case, neither price nor quality matters. That's the federal government. That's what they do. They spend other people's money on other people. They don't care about the price that it costs, right? There's never a – Trump was the first one that came in and said, we're going to renegotiate this deal. The price isn't good, right? He literally went back to, like, you know, Boeing and Lockheed and said, listen, I'm not paying $115 million per jet. How about $98 million? Okay, fine. He cared. He cared.
Yes.
They did it.
Yeah.
Yes, they did it.
And it's going to take somebody on a much, much bigger level to do that contract after contract after contract. And the only way that absolutely works is if you cut stuff right across the board. You cut stuff right across the board, including, by the way, the military. That's one thing I said a decade ago that the Republicans continue to be wrong on is there's no waste in the military. I've got a good friend who's in the military, and he said, Mike, he goes, we weren't allowed to order bullets because we had to get rid of all our bullets to order bullets.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. We trust you with our lives, but we want – he goes, the helicopter folks, they can't order new fuel unless all the fuel's gone. So they ride the helicopters around just to get rid of the fuel so they can order more fuel. Like, there's
this all – sounds like a lot of fun. So they have to get rid of bullets and helicopter fuel. Like,
yes.
I see helicopter hog hunt. That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
If I were that, I'd be like, all right, boys, mount up. We got a pig roast to –
But these are people that we trust with our lives and we don't trust to go to our
military. It's ridiculous.
That's why the military needs to be set up on some kind of a profit sharing thing, right? We've got some leadership where we're going to, by the way, because there's not any Republicans I don't know of, maybe Mitt Romney, that would say we need to cut salaries in the military.
Yeah.
That's not right. They you know, they deserve every penny they get,
right?
But that's not where the waste is. The waste isn't in their salary. It's not in their pension.
Right.
It's in the fact that we're wasting money flying helicopters around and not allowing them to order the fuel they need when they need it on time.
Right.
You were talking about daycare. New legislation expands New York State's paid family leave to include siblings now.
I love this.
The family's family, if a baby happens, can take off for months. Who do these morons think is going to pay for all this stuff?
Yeah.
We are.
That's the problem.
But there's less we are.
So, I know.
They're leaving. I mean, Kathy Hochul, you're the governor. Let me let you know, listen, you're the governor. You have to drive around New York State and get a coffee once in a while and see the signs that they can't hire anybody, right?
Right.
You have to be able to see this. You can't be this stupid. One of our favorite pizzerias in Western New York, we found out the other day that they're going to be closing shortly if they can't hire people within the next 2 weeks.
That's a bummer.
Owner's like, look, I just can't do it anymore. I'm here every day, all day, and I can't physically do it anymore. And I'm thinking to myself, this is sad because they've got a really good business, a great business model, a great reputation. And you moron Democrats have destroyed it on them.
Yeah.
Destroyed it.
Everything.
You've destroyed
everything they touch. Everything they touch. It does. You name one thing. Put it in the comments below. One thing the Democrats have, and government in general, has done better than the private sector. You cannot name one thing. Yeah. I don't care. They got involved in health care. Remember 10 years ago? Remember all the pundits and people on the right that said the worst thing we can do is let the government get involved in our health care. The last thing we want is government bureaucrats between the patient and the doctor. Well, guess who's right in between now? Right.
Yep.
The state health commissioners, the federal health, the CDC. Right. They're dictating down to doctors what kind of treatments, if any, you're allowed to get. Right. Can you get ivermectin in New York? Hardly. Right. It's unlikely. Right. Why? Because a government bureaucrat in the state of New York decided that that wasn't going to be good for you. Right. Your doctor didn't decide that. The state bureaucrat decided that. Look at Ohio. When they were first talking about hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment for COVID, right? The attorney general in the state of Ohio barred initially pharmacies from dispensing hydroxychloroquine, even if the doctor prescribed it. Now, there was outrage for that, and that, as rightly so, and that lunatic walked it back. But this is why we said back then. Now, what has also happened with the government getting involved in health care? Prices didn't go down 20%. I was told I was going to save premiums. Remember, Mike? You can keep your doctor, and you're going to save $2,000, right?
Yeah.
Right? Neither happened.
Yeah, no.
Prices of healthcare all-time highs, right?
Yep.
All-time
went
highs.
Up.
Care has clearly declined. I don't.
Yep.
I mean, in fact, I'm going to probably switch my primary doctor because the quality and the responsiveness.
You can't get in. You can't get in. There's a limited amount, and there's less and less people going to be a doctor because they're all saying the same things.
Yeah.
Here's what doctors tell them: Hey, when I got in the business, my E&O insurance, my coverage, wasn't $200,000 a year. Right. We could come out of college. We had our student loan, but it was manageable because we were making some money. Don't bother anymore, right?
Right.
A lot like the police officers are telling their sons and daughters, right? It used to be, man, my dad, my mom was a police officer. My grandfather was a police officer. I want to get in there. And then the grandfather and the dad would say, I'm proud of you, son. I'm proud of your daughter. Come on. This is awesome. It's a brotherhood.
Yep.
Come on in. Now, you know what they say? You'd be absolutely crazy to do this.
Yep.
And the same thing, the doctors are saying the same thing. Now, for you Canadians that watch this, and some of you get this because you've been through the torture of it. The rest of you are just a bunch of mental midgets. 7 out of 10 of your doctors are now practicing in the United States of America, right? That leaves you with 3 out of 10. That's why your health care sucks. That's why you can't. Your health care is really good, you say, until you're sick, right? When most of you don't realize, because the group that thinks this is really good is not paying for it. You're not part of that top that took the risk and owned your own business or worked your way up in a business and are paying 40 and 50% tax rates in Canada.
Right,
you're
right.
Part of the lazy ones that are sucking off the system, right? And the health care is good for you as long as you're healthy.
Right.
When you're sick, you need to come pay cash to the United States of America, or better yet, before the communists took over, you could come over the border, you could get your health care here, and then you could stiff us with the bill and drive back.
Right.
Right. So the good news about the border being shut is I think we did save a little money with some of the Canadians screwing us.
Yeah.
You're talking about COVID. A Biden spokeswoman, you see her?
Oh,
Jenny got COVID.
Vaxxed.
How could
double
that
mask.
Possibly be?
Right.
Jenny, you're wearing double mask. You've been double vaccinated. How in the world do you and your entire family get COVID? I just can't figure it out.
The best part is the headline, Jen Psaki, a breakthrough case. Okay, look, a breakthrough case is a rarity. A breakthrough would imply that these are very rare, right?
Right.
These aren't very rare, right?
No.
In fact, I got to pull this up. There was a study they just did. The CDC went out and did a study on effectiveness of vaccines versus natural immunity, right?
So they're not even close.
Right? But here's the best part about it. In their own study, these idiots don't even realize what they've done. They went out and they studied all these people in hospitals. Out of 7,000 people they studied, 6,000 people that were hospitalized were vaccinated. 1,000 people weren't vaccinated. They let that little tidbit, that little nugget slip. That's
Unreal.
Not what they meant. What they were trying to study is to say, well, what are the antibodies? And the article is actually about, well, the antibodies for vaccine are just as good as natural immunity, and there's no...
Nope.
It was like the study was trying to debunk all the other, like, I don't know, the 96 previous studies, like the one that Cleveland Clinic did that said we studied, you know, what, 40,000 of our patients and employees for between natural immunity and vaccination. We found that natural immunity from having had COVID was like something like six times more effective. So the CDC tries to trout out this study that tries to debunk that. But again, in what they failed to realize was that they let that little nugget out in that study that actually showed that out of the 7,000 people they interviewed, 6,000 just so happened to be vaccinated. So at what point do you not call it a breakthrough, right? At what point does it not be, you know, this is becoming, I'd say, pretty mainstream, right? I mean, look at Israel. They had a huge Delta spike. They are all vaccinated, like 99%. So anyway. All right, well, we're still having some issues here. When Mike comes back in, we'll probably sign off here because this is just too frustrating for both of us. So sorry about the short podcast today, folks. Maybe we'll do another makeup one later in the week. Maybe on Thursday we can get back together just in a not do the video, just do a audio or something like that. But we've had all kinds of issues with the studios lately. So we had an issue on Saturday.
I think we wrap up.
Yeah, I was just saying
this
that.
This is painful.
As I just said, the exact same thing. We had the same issue on Saturday with the radio show. That first 15 minutes, unfortunately, was, I know, echoey. And so we'll get this all wrapped up this week, folks. We've got one of our marketing folks on vacation and another one in transition here, so we gotta get this running well and fix this internet issue. I think that's a big part of it. So if you need us throughout the week, though, I would say use us as a resource, folks. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Feel free to call us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS. We are very active on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can find all those links and more, again, on our website, thefinancialguys.com. And don't forget to tune in every Saturday. We'll be live this Saturday again. I know we had a guest last week with Mike Sparazza and Ryan Norton. By the way, if you need Mike Sparazza, he is our home and auto expert. So give him 15 minutes, and he will shop 24 companies or more to save you money. He's so easy, even a liberal can do it. So anyway, folks, thanks again for joining us. And if you need us throughout the week, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. See ya.